pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, I feel like this is a great topic here. Let's talk about these voluntary repossessions or voluntary surrenders or whatever you want to call it to sugarcoat a repossession, okay? Before I even go into detail, I just want to ask a question, okay? Pretend that I only had $100 in my bank account and I do two things, or I can potentially do two things. One, I could spend that $100, or two, I can lose that $100, okay? Or let's just say I got $100 in my bank account and I take it out, so I have a $100 bill. I can spend it or I can misplace it and lose it. At the end of the day, how much money do I have left? The answer is zero, right? Because whatever I did, it gave the same result. You know, no matter if I lost it or if I spent it in full, at the end of the day, those two options still resulted in me having $0 left, you know, in my hands, in my pockets, or in my bank account. It doesn't matter. They both play the same role here. So when it comes to, you know, hey, I voluntarily surrendered this vehicle, can this get deleted from my credit report easier? No, it does not matter if you voluntarily repossessed it or if you went through financial hardships and you couldn't pay your bills and it got repossessed. When you voluntarily surrendered something, that just means you facing financial hardships and you did them a favor by them not hiring a tow truck company to go search your vehicle for weeks and weeks and weeks, finding out if it's at your job, finding out if it's at your house. These tow truck companies go to your house at midnight. The car's not there because you're hiding it at your aunt's house, your uncle's house, your cousin, sister, whatever house. So, you know, when you voluntarily get a vehicle repossessed and you turn it in and you drive it to the bank, or you tell the bank, hey, it's sitting in my driveway, come get it. You know, they just pay a tow company one time versus having this tow truck company looking for it for several weeks. And, you know, it's just, I'm sure that has a different fee and everything like that. So really, you're doing the bank a favor if you just voluntarily take it to them or you know, bring it to a you know, compatible dealership that they work with. So like I said, it doesn't matter if you voluntarily told the bank that you're not going to make the payments on it anymore, or if they had to find out the hard way and realize that you stopped making payments and you've never been in contact with them, it all result the same. Just like in the example I gave at the beginning of this episode, if I lost a dollar or spent a dollar, I will still have zero, or I will still have less than what I had at first. It result in the same, you know, situation. So a lot of people believe just because the bank didn't come out and physically pick up their car, or they didn't spend weeks looking for it, and they didn't miss 6 months worth of payments before it got picked up, they believe that if they just take it straight to the bank, it won't report as a repossession. It would just report as a closed account, and they legally do not owe the money anymore. So I don't know how people process that. So when you go to a car dealership and finance this vehicle, or you go to your credit union and finance it, you sign a legal document, the contract, the buyer's order, whatever it is, you're signing all of those documents agreeing that you're going to pay back this loan amount based on this monthly payment for this many terms. So you really can't get out of that, you know. So the only thing that you have outside of that is hoping that the bank can sell it for what you owe at auction, and then they can kind of break even. If not, legally, you're still stuck with a balance there. You know, legally, the bank can actually sue you in court, depending on your state time frame, to be sued for unpaid debt. So that's something else that you need to look into. Outside of that, yeah, that answers everything. You know, no, it does not matter if the repossession was voluntary or if you literally just faced financial hardships and you went 6 months without making the payments and they had to just randomly hire someone to come pick up the car. It does not matter. It both result in the same situation. That repossession will report for 7 years unless the credit repair process can find a way to get it removed sooner. If the item is reported inaccurately, incomplete, it comes back as unverified, or the company does not respond in time to the dispute investigation. That's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.